Welcome to the Animal Communication Podcast, where the pets talk. I'm Danielle Tremblay, Animal Communicator of InsightWithAnimals.com. Each podcast highlights a real animal communication session between a person and their pet. The focus of the conversation will be a question or series of questions posed by the owner revolving around one topic. So today's guest is Cindy from Wisconsin. Thank you for being here, Cindy.
Good morning, Danielle. You're welcome.
Thank you. So, Cindy, go ahead and please introduce your dog friend who we'll be speaking with today.
Scotty is a soon-to-be 13-year-old Scotty Terrier and Mini Schnauzer mix.
Does Scotty live with any other pets?
No, Scotty's an only child, only hairy kid, although our children who live in distant towns all have dogs, and it fits them on occasion.
Okay, wonderful. All right. So I know you have some questions. So go ahead and explain, you know, the situation for listeners about the background, and then go ahead and move right into your first question.
Okay. Scotty and my dog, my husband, are very, very good friends. And my husband is a over-the-road truck driver. And back in September, he had surgery on his shoulder, so he's been off work since then. And beginning the end of this month, my husband will have to go back to be reevaluated, and I'm thinking that work will put him back in that truck, and he will be gone for days at a time. So with that, I'm wondering how Scotty's going to take that. How does he feel about that?
Okay, gotcha. Thank you. All right, so let me go ahead and tune into Scotty. I'll call him in right now. Scotty is just saying to you, I will be okay. I've been through this before, where Daddy's been gone for a very long time. He's also mentioning that since your husband has been home, okay, so since he's been, he just shows me himself being in the house an awful lot. He just says, I've been his partner, his comrade, his lay down. He shows me an image of laying down on the floor beside your husband's feet as if your husband was sitting in a chair. He just says, I've been, well, very much his partner, his comrade. When he does go away, Scotty, potentially back to work for days at a time, how will you feel about that, Cindy wants to know. He says, I will be okay. He says, I really like having Daddy home now, though. He thinks it's very good for all of us. In other words, he feels that it's good for you as well as for him. The benefits are aplenty. What are the benefits of your Daddy being home? He says, companionship, and I can watch over. He feels that part of his job is to watch over Bob. And when I ask him, what way do you watch over him? He says, well, I make sure he's eating well. Okay. And I laugh because Scotty shows me an image of being hopeful that he's going to get something from Bob as well when Bob is eating.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So I don't get from Scotty, Cindy, that there's any stress or concern that your husband will be gone days at a time if and when that does transpire. He's very patient, and he is very much in the moment. So he's not thinking too much about the future at this point, even though he knows eventually the future will come. So right now, Scotty is quite content with the way things are. He does feel that it's actually helpful to Bob to go out and to work in this sort of way. He thinks it's actually healthy for Bob to get away from the house and go on these, do his job driving the truck. Scotty just says it's very nourishing work that your husband does for himself. Interesting.
Okay. So I also work out, and so I'm wondering what Scotty does with his time when he's here alone so much.
Okay, gotcha. He just says, I do a lot of naps. I do a lot of lay down, but he also does a lot of watching out the window. He's indicating squirrels to me. He's watching what is coming into the yard. He's referring to just wild critters. He says, I don't miss a trick. Now, his hearing feels very, very poor these days. With that said, his eyesight is sharp enough to catch what's going on outside if he happens to be looking. But most of his time, he says, is spent resting, relaxing, and taking naps. He's not stressed out, he tells me, when he's home alone. He's a quite confident, rather easygoing boy when it comes to you guys being outside the home. You know, some dogs can get nervous and skittish and, you know, even get lonely. I've talked to some dogs over the years who've gotten lonely being home alone when their people are at work. But I don't get that with Scotty. He's quite confident and self-assured.
Well, that's okay. Good.
Yeah. Did you have another question?
Well, when we go over to visit the kids, and he has to do these overnight visits, and there are times when we need to leave him alone at their house. How does he feel about that?
Okay. First thing he says is he understands that he has multiple people that love him outside the human family, outside your family, in other words. These would be your kids then, your human children. So he feels like you're putting him in the second best place or space that you can offer him. He appreciates that. You know, he does say it's different than home. When I ask a preference on being home versus at your children's house, he says really no preference. He's very easygoing, shows me himself getting in the car, knowing what's going to transpire, that he will go to your children's house and stay there. He says he's fine, he's good, he's okay about it. With that said, your children are not you and Bob, and he's very, very tied to you both, very loyal to the two of you, and he just shows me, like, your children, when they are home and you guys happen not to be there, he doesn't really, he's kind to them, but I don't get, he bonds with them or sees them in the same light that he sees you and Bob. So when he is there by himself, though, we really want to focus on that question, Scotty. He says, for the most part, I'm a good boy. He just says, I just wait for somebody to come home. He is a social guy. He does like to be with the crowd, with the people, even if all he's doing is hanging out in that space, sharing space with people and not being touched or pet in that moment. So he does, of course, prefer that than being left home alone. But he tells me he's okay doing it.
Is there any one of the three houses that he prefers?
Well, he just says the one with the big, fluffy, soft rug. I don't know if that helps you narrow it down, which house that is. But the soft, fluffy rug. Let me ask him more. You know, he's quite comfortable, he tells me, all of them. It seems like there's two, though, he frequents more than the third.
Yeah.
Anything else on that, Scotty? He says no. You know, he really says he's a gentleman, and that's how he sees himself when he's a guest at your children's house.
So the reason that he piddled on the floor at one of them is maybe because we left him too long, or what do you think?
Okay. How many times has he done that? Just that one time? Or?
Just that one time.
Okay. And do you have, so I can help him recall it, when was this? A month ago? Months ago?
I'm thinking it was late summer.
Okay. Oh. All right. So, Scotty, if you think back to what might have been late summer and you piddled on the floor when you were at one of the children's houses, why did that happen? He just says his biological clock, his timing for his bladder was off in that moment. He would have gotten outside, he tells me, if he could have, and gone outside. I don't get he was angry. He just was feeling emotionally, like, actually emotionally distraught, like, oh, I really got to go, and there's nobody there to let me out.
Okay.
Did you do this on accident then? He says he would call it an accident, because he doesn't normally do that, and I get he's quite comfortable, actually, in that particular house, whatever house he did this in.
Yeah, that's one of his dog friends that lives there, too. So, and they do get along real well.
All right, so I'm going to thank Scotty for his time and energy, and thank you, Cindy, so much for being on the call. I appreciate you being a podcast guest, both of you, today.
Well, thank you so much, Danielle. I appreciate being on your podcast, too, and this is a great opportunity for me.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, you both have a great day. Bye-bye.
Thank you.